So we're discussing the pasuk Yaakov v'chalukah Yisrael l'skulase. For Yaakov was selected by Hashem for his own. Yisrael is his treasure. So the Jewish people are Hashem's treasure, as the pasuk tells us. You'll be a treasure for me for all the nations. What's a segula? Says Rashi in Parshas Yisra, Eitz HaChaviv. A treasure house, a storehouse. Kliyakov Avanim Tovus, all the precious jewels and stones that a king has, that a king keeps in his storehouse. So you're going to be a treasure for me from all the nations. The Ramban says you're going to be a treasure in my hands. Suddenly you have a treasure, you don't give it to anybody else. You keep it for yourself. You look after it, you treasure it, you protect it, you nurture it, you treasure it. You don't hand it over to anybody else. That's a segula. The fact that we're Hashem segula means he looks after us himself. Doesn't give us over to anybody else. And that's really what the Malbim takes, kind of takes it further, puts the two together. It says if you have something really precious and it's kept in your storehouse, it's kept in a safe in your house, you're paying attention to it the whole time. You have something really, really valuable. You're not letting go. You're keeping your das, your consciousness on it. Hashem also, we're so precious to Hashem. He never stops thinking about us, never stops caring about us, never stops protecting us. Rebbeinu Bechaya and Kadva Kadakemach. So what is this? What does it mean? Yisrael Eskelasa. This is what it means to be a Jew. We're the Am Hashem. We're Hashem's nation. Therefore, we're attached to Hashem. Yisim Misugula. You'll be a treasure for me for all the nations. Sugula be a treasure. A treasure is something which is generally concealed. It's hidden away. You don't keep your treasures on show. You keep them in a safe. And that is the concealed part of us, the concealed part of the Jewish people, which is always attached to Hashem. That's what we want to be as a nation, says the Alshech. We want to constantly be attached to Hashem. It's not about the reward. It's about the relationship. The chin and the ni'imus, the grace and the pleasure, pleasantness. There's no limit to that. And therefore, says the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, Hashem put inside every single Jew this incredible power, this incredible segula, that we have the ability to activate it through the way that we act and the way we think. Segula is not something natural. It's something supernatural. And therefore, sometimes the Gemara can tell us things like, even if you thought to do a mitzvah, didn't manage to do it, something got in the way, it's as if you did it. That's something which is a unique property of the Jewish people. That our machshavas, our thoughts alone, and considered like a maisa, machshava ka maisa dami. A thought is as if you've done something. Where does that come from? It comes from the idea of being a segula, of being a treasured nation, of being a nation that wants, part of a nation that wants to do the right thing, that cares to do the right thing, that invests in its relationship with Hashem, that takes its role seriously. So even if we don't manage to do that which we're meant to do, that which is incumbent upon us, but we wanted to, but we tried to, we strove to, it's almost to say it's enough. It's almost good enough. Because we're a segula, we're a treasure. Us and Hashem, we're really one.